Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
You say, believe it.
Yeah.
You say,
if you say,
family, Shabbat Shalom. The Shabbat door has been open for a good while now. Good while. 24 hours, at least 23 hours, 24 hours and a half, or maybe 25 hours. The Shabbat door has been open. We're in the midst of a double Shabbat. Came out of the 15th day that Abba commands us to start the Feast of Tabernacles, where it rolled right into a weekly Shabbat. So we're in the double Shabbat, a double portion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Toda Abba Yah for lining things up the way you do. May we all just consider what you do and why you do it, and you give us the understanding, Father, for why all these double Shabbats, why this feast, they was all double Shabbats, Father. May we get the understanding why it was set up that way. We have counters here, Father. We have those who are watchers, Father, but they don't set up the Shabbats the way you have set them up, Father. Only you can set it up like that, Abba Yah. So you give us the understanding of why all these double Shabbats, Father, this year, Father. We thank you for the counters, Father. We thank you for the watchers. But Abba, give us the understanding why all these double Shabbats. And I know all my brothers and sisters, their ruachs, their spirits are wondering and asking the same question, Father. What does this point to? What are all this point to? You've given us double Shabbats, Father. You know, and again, we're in the book of Acts here in our congregation here in Baltimore, Maryland. And again, prayfully, we all can see that you're leading. We know what happened in the book of Acts. The second helper, the second pouring out of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit came down, you know, on the day of Pentecost, or we call it Shavuot, Father. So continue to guide us, Father. Continue to give us your understanding. Continue to open us up to thy word, Father. Thank you. And that wasn't even my open prayer, Yisrael. That was just me asking Abba to give us understanding. Once again, I'm your brother, Ariel, here at Beth Yahweh in Baltimore, Maryland, bringing you Kol Elohim, Hebrew culture. Thank you, Father. Thank you. So let me, before I just get to talking, open up with a prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Todah, once again, Abba Yah, for bringing us through your doors of the Shabbat, Father, for allowing us to rest, Father, for allowing us to have some semblance of shalom, Father, some type of peace in our heart, some type of shalom in our minds, some type of rest, Father, that you have given us, Father. Thank you for that, Father. Father, we thank you for your son, Yahushua, for laying down his life for us, Father. We thank you for the Marais who toiled in your word throughout the week, Father. We thank you for the Marais that will come later on today, Father, that will toil in your word, Father. May you keep them and bless them, Father. May their minds be at ease, Father. And while we out here in the wilderness, Father, as you said in your word, that we don't have to worry about our homes, Father. We thank you for that, Father, that our homes will be in shalom, Father. Our houses will be protected, Father. Everything that we own, Father, because we out here doing thy will, Father, that you keep everything in shalom, Father, that you keep those who couldn't make it out here, Father, and you keep them in shalom too, Father, that you keep their houses in shalom, Father, those who just got pulled away by this world, Father. You know the world that we live in. You know it's always pulling against us in each and every way, Father, especially in these days and times, Father. Pulls on us, Father. So continue to give us your Shabbat blessing, Father. And for those who are ailing, Father, sick in any type of way, mind, body, and spirit, Father, that you heal them, Father, that it be thy will that they be healed, Father. That it be thy will that they be comforted, Father. That it be your will that they be in shalom no matter what they're going through, Father. That, as you said to Brother Shaul, that your mercy is sufficient, Father. To know that your grace is upon us is sufficient, Father. Make that a part of our shalom, Father. Put that in our soul. Put that into our mind that we can be at ease, Father. Can say, just like Brother Shaul, we glory knowing that the grace of Yahweh is upon us, Father. We thank you, Father. In your holy and precious Son's name we pray. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here we are again, family, in the fourth segment or the fourth installment of the judgments of Yah. The judgments of Yah. And this week we'll be dealing with why Yahweh gonna judge the Gentiles. We dealt with last week that he, why Israel, right? Some things that he told us and showed us that because Israel have my ways. I have not given my ways to nobody else but y'all. So why judgment started with y'all? Because my word started with y'all. Because my love started with y'all. Because I turned and gave y'all everything I have. And some shunned it and some hold it dearly. But as a whole, Israel messed up. Israel messed up. We went through how Brother Ezra was even trying to tell Abba, but don't look at that. Don't pay that part of Israel no mind. Just take focus on those who are doing right. And as a good father, you know, you have your son. You got one good son, you got one bad son. You have to show both of them love. You have to show all your kids, even sons and daughters, you have to show all of them equal love. But the one that you have a little bit more dearness to, a little bit more warmness of heart, is the one that just do what you ask them to do. The one that just don't give you a whole bunch of struggle. That's the one you fight with the most. The one that gives you a lot of feedback or flack, as they say. You know, as I was growing up, my brother will always come to my mother with a sad story. And now my thing would be, you hard on me, but you're not hard on him. You let him get away with so much. And as a parent, I understand. Because I have 3 kids of myself. And I understand why that Mary Kelly wasn't as hard on me, was harder on me than she was with my brother, right? Because now me having kids, I understand it. Now I got my oldest child would say, well, you was harder on us than you were on my youngest, you know? You'd be like, I don't understand that. And at that moment, I understood why I used to say that to my mother all the time. So when she have kids, she'll understand that. And as Yahweh, and take it back to the Father, it's long-suffering. It's just long-suffering with those who just won't get right or seem to get right. And we read the stories. We understand the history of Israel. Abba was long-suffering. Still long-suffering with Israel. It ain't that he immediately brought the hammer down on us always, and that's that mercy that Deuel was talking about earlier. You know, brothers had a good talk after service. Oh, wow, we had a great conversations up there. Those conversations need to be taped. Those right there need to be taped because they every bit of 5 or 6 lessons in one. Every bit. You would just play them, and people would get a world of knowledge. They would have so much more understanding because if the spirit of Yahweh jumping from one brother to another brother, and as the brother said, we building. And that's what we was doing out there. We was building. I'm sorry I jumped from one thing to another, but that was a beautiful time. I had an awesome day. And I'm quite sure all the brothers feel the same way when we walk away and finish those talks that, wow, I learned a lot. I gained a lot. I understand much more now. But in the light of what we're talking about, I understand why Mary Kelly would do that. While she was more long-suffering with my older brother. And with me, she was a little bit more harder, a little bit more sterner. And her reason, when I did ask her, because I see something in you, And me as a child, like, what else? Teenager, well, you should be harder on him, the one that's not doing, the one that's out there running them up, the one that's out there just coming back with sad stories after sad stories over and over again. You should be harder on him. What you think you see in me, put that in him. You ain't going to learn that until you become a parent. You ain't going to learn that. And maybe it's one of the ways that Abba Yah teaches us how he deal with us. You know, practical knowledge. I mean, practical living, right? Just practical living. Me and our coach had a good chance to talk about a movie, and I believe it was called The Chosen, and how it was going through the history of how Yahushua picked the Chosen and how they was living everyday lives. Their lives was just regular. See, when people read in the Word and they pick up the Bible, they remove the Bible from reality of everyday living. They put it in the atmosphere or in the heavens where as though it doesn't connect with the world, right? It doesn't connect. It's something above the world. But it actually ain't. It's actually practical living each and every day of our lives. Each and every day of our lives. Just imagine if Yahweh said, 6 days I'm going to make holy, and one is yours. Just think about that, though, friend. If he said, 6 days I'm going to make holy, and you should do no servile work in it, that all those 6 days belong to me, and I'm going to give you 1 day to do whatever you want to do and just live life. This flesh would have went crazy. This flesh would have rebelled. They couldn't do 1 day. Mankind can't do 1 day. One 24-hour period. They can't. No, let me back that up. We can't keep that holy, not in the essence of what Yahweh is truly saying. We can't keep that 1 day holy. So he had to put amendments in his word. He had to have grace and mercy for us. But if he put us, had us, we had to do 6 days holy, and 1 day is yours, 1 day, mankind would have went crazy. Just like last year, mankind was taken away some freedoms and he had to quarantine so bad. No, we bucked up against that so bad. We bucked up against man putting stipulations on how we should live and quote-unquote supposed to be for our good. Supposed to have been for our good. Was it? Did it help? In any kind of way? I don't know. But if you ask those who had allergies, they would say, hey, in the last year, because everybody was wearing masks, my allergies wasn't acting up as bad or as worse as it was every other year. I know my wife and my daughter, they have allergies bad. You know, and that's one benefit that came about where everybody had to wear a mask for a year for them. They saw that their allergies wasn't as flaring up as bad. You know, after service, I asked Brother Shabba Al how his allergies was they off the chain, or was it a little bit better? Was it any breather within that last year we had the mandates of wearing this mask? But enough talking. Let's get into this lesson. And we're talking about why mankind, why the rest of the world, why the nations outside of Israel that Abba going to judge. Why? And then it's almost like, is it fair? Is it fair for Abba to judge the nations, although he didn't give them the same thing he gave Israel? Is that fair? I mean, in the minds of this world, We just thinking outside of the box, right? Is it fair for Abba to bring judgment on the rest of the world? Yes, it is. They his. They all his creation. Regardless. And on top of that, what he gave Israel, he opened it up for the rest of the world. The rest of the world was supposed to take hold of the Torah, supposed to believe in Yahushua. He didn't exclude the rest of the world. He never did that. I know earlier we talked about a scripture in the book of Romans, but he said that from the beginning. He said that almost in the Torah. He said that, I believe, in Exodus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, that there is one law, one who are homegrown and one who is a stranger. That's one law for both of them. And he gave the same stipulations he gave to Israel, he gave to the stranger. He said, in fact, if that stranger come and take hold of me, he is no longer looked at as a stranger. But Israel. Oh, Israel, we took it and we hoarded it for ourselves. And then on top of that, we hoarded it for ourselves and we didn't even do right by it. We didn't even do right by what was handed down from the heavens that we supposed to be a replica of. Israel was supposed to be heaven on earth. Or, in other words, God on earth. That's what Israel supposed to be. They supposed to have operated the same way the kingdom operates. We supposed to operate it just like that. That way, like he said in Devarim, like he said in Deuteronomy chapter 8, I believe around verse 4, that the wisdom that y'all have, the other nations going to see it and they're going to want it. They're going to want what you got. They're going to say, oh, how great and mighty nation they are. How wise, how smart they are. Let's be a part of that. How can I be a part of that? That's what Israel supposed to be to the world. A replica was in the heaven here on earth. So is it fair? Yes, indeed. Did Israel do right? Did Israel do what they supposed to do? Not all of them. I believe was it Deuel who read last week on Shabbat about a eunuch of Ethiopian, which was another nation, who believed in Abba Yah, who believed in the Torah, who upheld the Torah, and when he was presented to the Ethiopian, the eunuch, Yahushua that is, he took hold of him. He believed in him. And if you read in the book of Acts, when I believe Harvell started it off and talks about proselytes, believers from all over the world, from other nations, and he named a lot of nations outside of Israel. So, yes, a lot of outside of Israel took hold of the covenant, took hold, and at that moment in the book of Acts, believed in Yahushua HaMashiach. But as a whole, the whole Israel didn't do that. But as a whole in the world, no. But do the world have an excuse? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. For everyone that goes to work, for everyone that goes out, and when they keep in Torah, when they doing what they supposed to be doing, when they keeping the commandments and have the testimony of Yahushua, you and we have become a witness to the world. For everyone out here in this state park that we are in here in Baltimore, Maryland, but when you go to work and you talk about the Shabbat, you take off for your holy day, the world will not have an excuse. They will not have an excuse. So will Abba be justified? Yes, he will. Is he justified in the actions that he's going to take and has been taken against the world? Yes, he is. He will be justified. He is justified because we are his witnesses, as the scripture says. Israel are my witnesses, not J witnesses. Ain't no, not them, not them cats. They not Abba's witnesses. They not doing, first of all, keeping Torah, period. They not manifesting the kingdom on earth. So when there are believers who keep the commandments, have the testimony of Yahushua, that's what we do. We manifest the kingdom here on earth. We walk around living, talking word, first and foremost, and we are kingdom keepers. We're walking in the kingdom. Because if we're going back and we're trying to keep as best as we can what Yahweh gave to Moshe, which is what he have in the kingdom, a pattern of what's in the kingdom, then what are we doing? We are walking, talking kingdoms. What Yahushua said, because that's word, right? I'm quite sure somebody, Ruach, went there. He said, the kingdom is all around you. The kingdom is within you. So every time a person see Israel, see us keeping and doing what we're supposed to be doing, we are walking, talking kingdoms. But, and there is a but, every time we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing, we bring a black mark to the kingdom. Not saying that we can't repent, because we can. He left that open. Again, like we talked about earlier, he's long-suffering. But we want to be walking, talking kingdoms. We want to be the kingdom of Yah, right? We want to be the Israel of Yah. As we talked about earlier, I am Yahushua. And we know he's the kingdom, right? So we're putting all this together. The kingdom is within us. No, we ain't talking. It's not about, as the world tried again, put a black mark on keeping Torah. But yet they will have this pride for United States. They will have this pride for all these other countries. Go anywhere in the country. Go, matter of fact, when it's on its most grandest display, that's when the pride for each and every country is on its most grandest display. The Olympics. Every country running around feeling proud about who they are. In fact, they work hard for 4 years to represent their country. How much more we should represent the kingdom of Yah at all times, because we are the kingdom of Yah. We are that every time we keep Torah, because in our mind, we know that it's a pattern given from the heavens in our mind. And we may not have the understanding of why we do everything, but we can have it if we want it. We just got to ask for it. And it may be, we may not get that understanding until he gets back why we do everything. But that's all right. As a parent, all we want is our kid to be obedient. But Abba is even better than that, because he's going to tell us why we do things. All we have to do is act. All we have to do is positive. If the question came up in our talk, and Yaka Elves, he just came out. He said, I didn't pull that out of the air. I asked Abba the question. And this is what he showed me. He showed me something because I asked a question about a scripture that we was all talking about, the brothers and I. But again, let's get into this lesson and stop talking. But we are the kingdom of Yah. We are his witnesses. And what's the opening scripture we always go to? That's Yeshayahu. I mean, Jeremiah 8, 7, and 8. Yes, the stork in the sky knows her appointed time. The turtle dove, the swallow, and the crane observe the time of their coming. But my people don't know my law. And this is in the WEVA Version, don't know my Torah. In other words, in the King James, it says my judgment. But his Torah is the judgment. And again, we're looking at this from a courtroom setting. Not one person walk in that courtroom without a lawyer, right? Some do, but that's frowned upon in the United States, at least. It's frowned upon when you walk in that courtroom without a lawyer, right? It's because they know and understand you don't know all these books. You don't know all these laws. And for the lawyers, and especially for the prosecutor, they smile and laugh. Unless you have some type of judicial training, you may know some things. But for that prosecutor, he know, understand, you don't know them loopholes. But isn't that the beauty of Yahweh's Torah? There's no loophole. There is no loophole. But isn't that what man is trying to do? Anytime when you say you don't have to do this and that no more, you're trying to bring about a loophole in the Torah by using the word. So we hear that all the time. We're not under the law no more. So you, in essence, you're trying to find a loophole in the law by even using the very law that says it. Right? They use Brother Paul, Brother Shaul. We're not under law no more, but we're under grace, standing. Just like that prosecutor knowing, understanding, you don't really understand what you're saying about the law, about this Constitution here in the United States. We come to understand as those who upkeep the law, you don't really understand Torah. You don't know Torah. And that's what Yahweh just said right here. You don't know my Torah. You don't know my judgments. You have no understanding of what's going on in the world right now. But Israel, if he said Israel don't know my judgments, what can we get out of that? What can we see in that? That we should know his judgment. He's saying it in the essence that, dang, all that I taught y'all, he even said it last week, I even punished y'all. That came to nothing. So in essence, we should know his judgment. We should know his Torah. Just like Brother Shaul said it this way. Rightly dividing the word of truth. A workman need not to be ashamed, right? So if there's a right way to divide the word of God, there's a wrong way to do it. Because if Brother Shaw was saying the right way to do it, then in turn there is a wrong way to do it. And if Yahweh is saying, my people don't know my law, in essence, the thought behind Yahweh is, if you get the thought behind why he said this, how is it that y'all don't know it? And I sent y'all prophets. I sent y'all priests. I gave y'all my word. So how is it that y'all do not know Torah? How is it that y'all do not know my judgment? Because y'all should know my judgment. In other words, right? When we put it all together, see the whole thought of, and even why Abba has said it. And Gershon Ben Daniel said years ago, the essence or the spirit of the law, right? Where do you think man get that from? Because man has a law, and they also have the spirit or the meaning behind why that very law was written. Yes, it says this, that, and the other, but there is also a spiritual meaning, a spiritual understanding of why. Take the law of clean eating. Why? What difference does it make? So Abba gave one of the brothers the understanding why we should be clean. Because what these animals point to, the characteristics of these animals. So it ain't just that I don't want you eating swine. I don't want you having the attitude of swine. So that is the law. Do not eat swine. Right? But when you read in there that it says, I don't want you to have the attitude of swine. Right? And that's for a lot of these brothers and sisters. Show it to me. Well, you know what? That's on you. That's your fault. For those who just want to be strictly on the word and not having the understanding or the spirit of why it's even written. Israel have always had that. Again, Brother Shaul had to come back because Brother Shaul dealing with the same people. The letter killeth. That's what Brother Shaul said. But the spirit giveth understanding. In essence, what he said, well, you know what? You cannot eat pork all you want, crabs and all the other defiled things. But if you still walking around with an attitude of selfishness, a bottom feeder, that type of attitude, you're still breaking the Torah. You are not keeping what Abba meant by do not eat unclean foods. You're still breaking it. That's Israel, though. So Shaul had to come back and say, the letter killeth. But the spirit giveth understanding. Right? I keep saying I'm going to get into this, but I've got some things to talk about. We're going to talk. 8:7 again, family. Yes, the stork in the sky knows her appointed time. The turtle dove, the swallow, and the crane observe the time of their coming. But my people don't know my Yahweh's Torah. They don't know Yahweh's Torah. And it's almost like a parent being disappointed or a caretaker or a teacher or anything or anything. Master, I don't care what you're doing. If somebody's trying to teach you something and they've been teaching you over and over and pouring them into you and you never get it. So you hear in the words, you hear through the spirit how Abba feels. Because he compares us to his creation. Yes, knows her appointed times. The turtle dove, the swallow, the crane observe the time of their coming. But my people, don't know Yahweh's law. Don't know Yahweh's Torah. Don't know Yahweh's judgment. How do you see we are wise and Yahweh's law is with us? But behold, the false pen of the scribes have worked falsely. How are you saying that you know my Torah and you still doing these unrighteous? How do you say that? Yes, we understand that you can fall, that you can make a mistake, but to continue to practice the unrighteous things. You have not learned his Torah. You have not come to the understanding of what he is trying to put within us. We didn't come to that understanding, and that's what Abba is saying. How you say you know this, but you're doing wrong. Your scribes are writing wrong things down, things I didn't say, and they are writing it down as if I said it. Your prophets are prophesying falsely as if I have given them a word. So on and so on and so on and so on until it boils all the way down to all of us. Right? To all of us. Yes, Yahoo 20:26-20, right? Because we into something, right? Let me go on to Yeshayahu 26, and we're going to read the last two verses in here. Because we're not going to get into it today, but I was reading earlier, Abba was showing me so much more. We're going to get into it before these 7 weeks are. Because from here on out, we'll be dealing with Abba judgments going out towards the world. But this is what he wants Israel to do. In that time, he is judging the world. The same time he is getting his people together. that his judgment is going out and towards the world. And again, I don't know who said it earlier, one of the brothers said it earlier, that all, even the evil, even the unrighteous things that the Gentiles are doing, Abba is allowing it to happen. He's allowing it to happen. He's allowing these people to go in labs and bring about plagues that hits the whole world. Abba allowing that to happen. He's allowing it. Brother brought out a little earlier how they're messing with the DNA, how that you can design a baby. That's the thought that Abba was giving me when the brother was talking about. You can design a baby now. You can design it. And we done saw this in many movies. But they have the technology now to design a baby while it's being born or produced in that mother's womb. They have the technology to go into our DNA and to change things. And if you ask me, what happened just now in the last 2 years, it was a worldwide DNA heist. That's why the thing was going up people's nose. They was taking DNA. It was a worldwide DNA heist. Because if they had this technology about design of babies years ago, how much more are they going to learn with taking the world DNA? World DNA. Right? But this is what Abba says for us to do as his judgment is going out. Come, my people, enter into your room and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourselves for a little moment until the indignation is past. For behold, Yahweh comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth. For their iniquity also will disclose her blood and will no longer cover her slain. Amen. And if we just listen to, we're going to go into 2 Ezra again, and we're going to read chapter 15. Hopefully before this over, we're going to be able to take the world today and put things together. Because when you just heard the last chapter, right there, I mean that last verse, Yeshayahu 26:21. Just go back and read that. Put it in your hearing. Put it in your mind. And when we go through 2 Ezra, you're going to hear it again. We can go through the seals in Revelation. We're not going through that today, though, because you're going to hear the seals if you ever read them. But we want to put the world event of today. We want to bring all this up to date. And we want to show how Yahweh's word is true. And we as Israel, all we have to do is just obey it. Just obey it. Stay within the room. Stay within the closed doors while Yahweh indignation goes out within this world. But here's the thing. Let's go back to Jeremiah. Jeremiah 8:7. We should know. We should be able to see the judgments of Yah that's going out. And well, here's the crazy thing, right? You will hear those who are not even familiar with the word or have any understanding of the word. We are in the last days. They say it all the time. You hear people say it all the time. You hear people who don't even believe in the word, don't even go to church, don't have nothing to do with the Creator. And you will hear them say this. We are in the last days. The Bible said it. We are in the last days. And they will say something well off the wall. Well off the wall. You're like, oh, man. You didn't heard that from somebody. God said this would happen. God said that would happen. Look at it. Wars and rumors of wars. Nation arise against nation. Yeah, he did see all that. But what did Yahushua also say with that? Let that not trouble you. Don't let that trouble you, because that's going to happen, because the end is not yet. What he compared it to as a woman giving birth. because something happening after those days he's talking about. Something severe is coming on the land. But Israel will be protected. Some will be martyred too, to be honest. To keep it 100, as the Bible would say, some will be martyred. Some will be killed for the word of Yahweh. In fact, he also said, some will fall away. Some will fall away. You go into, I believe, what's that, 2 Timothy? And he talks about that, that there will be a great falling away in the last days. Some will be for the word of Yahweh, and some will not be able to take the calamities of this world, the judgments of Yah. But again, because this is serious, this not no game. This not something that we just read, and this ain't no fairy tale book. This is real. That's why he said, Israel does not know my judgment. Father truly wants to say, know my judgments, know what I'm doing to this world. Many times throughout the scripture, what he say? I would not ye be ignorant. I would not ye be dumbfounded. I want you to know what's going on. There's a plan that's going on. There's a plan of salvation. There's two roads. One is wide. One is small. Get on that small and straight and narrow road. The one that's wide, that's destruction. And both of them, you know what, are going out at the same time. The small road and the wide road is going out at the same time. Two things. Ain't no, all right, well, you go this time and I'm going to go next time. No. The plan is going out. And it's working to perfection. Prophecy is coming about to perfection. And he's allowing Hillel, Satan, the devil, to do what he's supposed to do. Because, again, question came up about the DNA. Where you think man is getting the knowledge from to be able to go into the invisible and bring it into the physical? Did not Yahushua say, in the days of Noah, so shall the end days be, so shall the coming of man be? Did he not say that? Did he not tell us that? Oh, we only look at one aspect of the days of Noah, and did he putting again all of it together? Because there was hybrid things going on in the days of Noah. There were some secrets being told in the days of Noah. There were some trends going on in the days of Noah. Right? There was much evil going on in the days of Noah. Imagination of man is only and continually evil. How much more today? See what I'm saying? See what Abba is saying, as in the days of Noah. If the ones that have been locked up, the watchers, you don't think Hillel learned from that? You don't think him and his minions and the demons learned from that? Who are teaching man secrets of the heavens? How to go into the invisible, to pull into the visible, the spiritual realm, and pull into the physical realm. He's teaching man these things. He said it in the last days. That's what's going to happen. That's what Yahushua said. Again, let me read 20:26-20. Come, my people, enter into your room and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourself for a little moment until the indignation is past. For behold, Yahweh comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also will disclose her blood and will no longer cover her sin. Let's move on to Second Ezra, chapter 15, and we're just going to read. And as we're reading, because, again, we're going to go through, and we're going to bring this all the way up to date. We're going to go into Revelation. Some of Jeremiah. He brought this out in Revelation, Jeremiah, some in Yeshayahu, all those scriptures. When we read, we can go into these other books, and we can see it. But we want to bring it to reality. We want to see it happening as we live and talk today. Because it's happening. It's happening. Wait till we read this one part. You can go right into Revelation 6 in the fourth seal and see it. Same words. But today we're just going to read. Because I was just, he's building. We on a journey. We are on a journey. And the journey is the road of salvation. And he's showing us. Because he do not want us to be ignorant. 15:1, family. Behold, speak you in the ears of my people the words of prophecy, which I will put in your mouth, says Yahweh, and cause you them to be written in the paper. For they are faithful and true. Don't be afraid of their imaginations against you. Don't let the unbelief of them that speak against you trouble you. For all the unbelievers shall die in their unbelief. Behold, says Yahweh, I bring evils upon the whole earth. Hold on, let me read that again. Let's read that again. For those who do not believe, it's Yahweh. Who can't fathom or understand that the God of mercy and everything else is allowing these things to happen. Because nothing can happen on this face of this planet without his okay. Without his okay. Behold, says Yahweh, I bring evils upon the whole earth, sword, famine, and death and destruction. You'll read the exact same words in Revelation 6 when we go through the seals. For wickedness have prevailed over every land, and their hurtful works are come to fall. Remember the title, family. The judgments of Yahweh, judgment against the nations. Against the nations. For wickedness have prevailed over every land, and their hurtful works are come to fall. Therefore, says Yahweh, I will hold my peace no more as touching their wickedness, which they profanely commit. Neither will I suffer them in these things, which they wickedly practice. Behold, the innocent and righteous blood cries to me, and the souls of the righteous cry out continually. I will surely avenge them, says Yahweh, and will receive to me all the innocent blood from among them. Behold, my people is led as a flock to the slaughter. I will not suffer them now to dwell in the land of Egypt, but I will bring them out with a mighty hand and with a high arm, and will strike Egypt with plagues as aforetime, and will destroy all the land therefore. I'm going to read that again real slow, because I hope somebody caught that. One of the mantras of Abba Yah is what he always would say after he did something. I brought you up and out of Egypt. He's talking about aforetime. So now he's talking about another Egypt. As aforetime, let's read it. I will bring them out with a mighty hand and with a high arm, and will strike Egypt with plagues as aforetime, and will destroy all the land thereof. He ain't talking about that Egypt back in the day when Moshe led them out. He's talking about another Egypt. And for every Israelite, They should know and understand what Egypt he's talking about, what Egypt points to, bondage. 12. Egypt mourned, and the foundation thereof, for the plague of the chastisement and the punishment that Yah shall bring upon it. Let the husbandmen that till the ground mourn, for their seeds shall fail, and their trees shall be laid waste through the blasting and hail and terrible star. Woe to the world and those who dwell therein. For the sword and their destruction draws near, and nations shall rise up against nations to battle with weapons in their hands. For there shall be sedition among men, and waxing strong one against another. They shall not regard the king nor chief of their great ones in their might. For a man shall desire to go into a city and shall not be able. For because of their pride, the city shall be troubled, the houses shall be destroyed, and men be afraid. A man shall have no pity upon his neighbor, but shall make an insult on their house with the sword and plunder their goods because of the lack of bread and for great tribulation. Listen, family. These thoughts should be going in our mind about when we talk about the co-op. And again, as was stated before, we can't be open and telling each and every person about what we're doing. We got to bring to a halt, stop telling some of our family members what we are doing. Because let's listen to 19 again. A man shall have no pity upon his neighbor, but shall make an assault on their house with the sword, and plunder their goods, because he's going to be hungry. He's going to be hungry. And I know them over there, they've been packing, they've been saving, doing, they've been preparing. This is the word of Yahweh. And he said in the beginning, it is faithful and it is true. Because of lack of bread and for great tribulation. Behold, says Yah, I call together all the kings of the earth to stir up those who are from the rising of the sun, from the south, from the east, and Lebanon, to turn themselves one against another and to repay the things that they have done to them, just as they did yet this day to my chosen. So I will do also in their bosom, thus saith Yahweh Elohim. My right hand shall not spare the sinners. My sword shall not cease over those who shed innocent blood upon the earth. And a fire is gone forth from his wrath, and has consumed the foundations of the earth. And the sinners, like the straw that is kindled. Woe to those who sin and keep not my commandments, says Yahweh. I will not spare them. Go your way, you rebellious children. Defile not my sanctuary. For Yahweh knows all those who trespass against him. Therefore has he delivered them to death and destruction. For now are evils come upon the whole earth. How much of the earth? 3/4. 1/3. No. The whole earth. And you shall remain in them, for Yah shall not deliver you, because you have sinned against him. Behold, a vision horrible, and the appearance thereof from the east. And the nations of the dragons of Arabia shall come out with many chariots, and from the day that they set forth, the hissing of them is carried over the earth, so that all they which shall hear them may fear and also and tremble. Fear also and tremble. Also the commoners and raging wrath shall go forth as the wild boars of the wood, and with great power shall they come and join battle with them, and shall waste a portion of the land of Assyrian, of the Assyrians, with their teeth. And then shall the dragons have the upper hand, remembering their nature. And if they shall turn themselves, conspiring together in great power to persecute them, then these shall be troubled and kept silent through their power, and shall turn and flee. And from the land of Assyria, the liar in wait, is the R on the end of this. Why, I don't know. They shall lie in wait, besiege them, and consume one of them. And upon their army shall be fear and trembling and sedition against their kings. Behold, clouds from the east and from the north to the south. They are very horrible to look upon, full of wrath and storm. They shall dash against one another, and they shall pour out all plentiful storm upon the earth, even their own star, and there shall be blood from the sword of the horse's belly. That's a lot of killing. The blood is coming up to the horse's belly. And there shall be fearfulness and great trembling upon the earth, and they that see the wrath shall be afraid, and trembling shall take hold upon them. And after this shall there be stirred up great storm from the south and from the north and from another part from the west. And strong winds shall arise from the east, shall shut it up, even the cloud which has raised up in the wrath, and the star that was to cause destruction by the east wind shall be violently driven toward the south and west. And great clouds and mighty and full of wrath shall be lift up, and the star that they may destroy all the earth and those who dwell therein. And they shall pour out over every high and one a terrible star, fire and hail and flying swords, and many waters, that all plains may be full, and all rivers with the abundance of the water, those waters. And they shall break down the cities and walls, mountains and hills, trees of the wood and grass of the meadows and their corn. And they shall go on steadfastly to Babylon and destroy her. They shall come to her and compass her about. The star and all wrath shall they pour upon her. Then shall the dust and smoke go up to the heaven, and all those who are about her shall bewail her, and those who remain shall do service to those who have put her in fear. And you, Asia, that are partaker in the beauty of Babylon and in the glory of her person, woe to you, who you wretch, because you have made yourself like to her. You have decked your daughters in whoredom, that they might please and glory in your lovers, which have you always desired to commit whoredom withal. You have followed her that is hateful in all her works and inventions. Therefore, says Yah, I will send evils upon you, widowhood, famine, sword, and pestilence, to waste your houses to destruction and death. And the glory of your power shall be dried up as a flower when the heat shall arise that is sent over it. You shall be weakened as a poor woman with stripes, and as one chastened with wounds, so that your mighty ones and your lovers you shall not be able to receive. Would I, with jealousy, have so proceeded against you, says Yahweh, if you have not always slain my chosen, exalting the stroke of your hands and saying over their dead when you were drunken, set forth the beauty of your countenance. The reward of your harlot shall be in your bosom. Therefore shall you receive recompense. As you shall do to my chosen, says Yahweh, even so Elohim do to you, and shall deliver you into mischief. And you and your children shall die of hunger, You shall fall by the sword, and your city shall be broken down, and all ye and all your shall perish by the sword in the field. And those who are in the mountains shall die of hunger and eat their own flesh and drink their own blood, their very hunger of bread and thirst. I got to stop right here because there's another thought about Revelation. What did Revelation say about those fleeing to a mountain? That they're going to wish and pray that the mountain fall down on them. He said that they're going to hide in mountains. That's what if you ain't doing nothing that Abba don't know, what did he say in the beginning of this? I know all those who commit sin against me. And those who are in the mountain shall die of hunger and eat their own flesh and drink their own blood for very hunger of bread and thirst for water. And I'm going to just say this. We're going to talk about it later on again. How many people know that the rich are building bunkers? That the rich are building bunkers within the mountain. Yahweh said you're going to die in that bunker. Yahweh said that you're going to starve in that bunker. There's no way we can hide from his indignation. You unhappy above all shall come and shall again receive evil. And in passions they shall rush on the idol city and shall destroy some portion of your land and mar part of your glory and shall return again to Babylon that was destroyed. And you shall be cast down by them as stubble, and they shall be to you as fire, and shall devour you and your cities, your land and your mountains. All wood and your fruitful trees shall be burnt up with fire. They shall carry your children away captive, and shall plunder your wealth and mar the glory of your face. Amen. Let's go up to 52 one more time. He said, and the trees, all, they shall be burnt with fire. Why? Again, they burned Jerusalem on the way out, right? They set fire to every time Abba built the temple. The Gentiles set fire to it. So Abba going to do it back to them. Why are he punishing the Gentiles? Because what they did to his children. They went overboard to his chosen ones, what they continue to do to his chosen ones. But Israel, as he said, vengeance is mine. It's not for us to buck up against that, because Abba going to do that work. And he's going to choose us to help in that. But we do not move until Abba Yahweh moves. He said, go into your room, set yourselves up, as my indignation go throughout this world. My judgments go throughout this world. But in the coming weeks, we will see everything that Abba said. We're going to go back through this, and we're going to see everything that he said. Do we believe it? Or better yet, can we see it? Do we know his judgments? Can we see it? Hold on, Israel. Hold on to this little bit of indignation, as Abba Yah have said. Continue to follow that cloud. Continue to follow that pillar of fire. Continue to be the kingdom of Yah. As we still have to live in this world, we still go on. We still go as if, but we got to pay attention to Abba's prophecies. One scripture said, study his prophecies. I believe that's in the book of Sirach, where Solomon says, study the prophecy. Look at these things. Ask Abba about these things. Ask him for his wisdom and his understanding. Where are we at in the scheme of your salvation, Abba? Right? Where are we at right now? Let us not be ignorant of what's happening, but let us keep living in this world and going on, but moving as Abba say move. Again, he told us this. wise as serpents, but harmless as doves. Be wise. Understand the world system that's coming against you. See the hand of the devil moving against you. What did he say in his word? We are not ignorant of his devices. We see your devices allowed. We see them. Sometimes your darts get through, your fiery darts. They're going to get through. They're going to bother our spirit. They're going to knock us down. As we said earlier, that's when we call a brother. We call a sister. Because there is a bombardment of darts that's being shot at us on a daily. But as also was talking about, we pull down the imagination of these things. Everything that exalted itself against Yahushua. And we put it under subjection of Yahushua because he gave us that power. I am Yahushua. I am the walking, talking kingdom of Yah. Because that's what Israel is supposed to be. The kingdom of Yah. Witnesses to this world. And that's the end of my Torah portion, Yisrael. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Toda Abiyah, once again, for coming and supping with me tonight, supping with us, leading and guiding in your word, Father, taking us through that journey, Father, allowing us to see your plan of salvation, Father. Because it's not our plan, Father. It's not our will. All we are is willing participants in your plan of salvation, Father. Hopefully, everybody is on board. Prayerfully, for those who are lacking in faith, Father, build their faith, Father. Strengthen their faith. Send a brother or sister that way, Father, so we can uphold one another in these days, Father. We know we're in perilous times. We know the times are getting harder because your word said it, Father. We know that. But strengthen us, Father. Let us surround the feeble-minded. Let us surround those who are lacking in faith. Let us surround those who are not 100. Let the strong ones help the weak ones, as you said in your word, Father. Let your word be our guide through this darkened land, Father. Let those who hold fast to it, Father, never let it go. Even if they're holding on by a thread, never let them go. You also said in your word, through Yahushua, Yahushua said, he shall not lose one. He shall not lose one. Thank you for that, Yahushua. Thank you for your obedience to Abba Yah. Thank you for your example that we may follow as Israelites, as the children of Yahushua, as sons and daughters of Yahushua. So we can be presented to the Father as I am Yahushua, a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My bad, family. I didn't read the benediction. Let me go read the benediction first. I didn't say the closing prayer before I read the benediction. Blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitate the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Yisrael with shalom. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat shalom, Abba Yah. Amen.
This is the last, this is the last, we're living in the last days. This is the last, this is the last, we're living in the last days. This is the last, this is the last, we're living in the last days. This is the last, this is the last, we're living in the last days. This is the last, this is the last, we're living in the last days. Ready or not, he's still. His will be done. And there's no one that can stop it. If I were you, I would seek the Most High for the truth. So many will be called, but only choose a few. Be careful of all your deeds. You are the light to your enemies. You were given the responsibility. So stay away from my idolatry. Look up in the sky, can't you see the sign? This is the last, this is the last. We're living in the last day. This is the last, this is the last. We're living in the last day. This is the last, this is the last. We're living in the last day. This is the last, this is the last. We're living in the last day. I'll be the first to stand and worship you in spirit and in truth. Every day I will repent and die daily. No matter how hard it gets, I choose to endure. Cause this is a spiritual war. If I were you, I would seek the Most High for the truth. So many will be gobbled and only choose a few. Be careful of all your deeds. You are the light to your enemies. You were given the responsibility. So stay away from my idolatry. Look up in the sky, can't you see the sign? This is the last, this is the last. We're living in the last day. This is the last, this is the last. We're living in the last day. This is the last, this is the last. We're living in the last day. This is the last, this is the last. We're living in the last day. This is the last, this is the last. We're living in the last day. This is the last, this is the last. We're living in the last day. This is the last, this is the last. We're living in the last day. This is the last, this is the last. We're living in the last day. You can't run, you can't hide when it gets here. You can have all the money in the world, it won't help you in the last day. You can't get away in your fast car in the last day. He knows where you are no matter where you hide. Last day. Your degrees in philosophy.